right. Now, you there, Josh?
I'm Rod. Here, Max.
Excellent. Here. Welcome. You are on air here in Boston.
What about that? That's
so,
a crazy thing, isn't it?
It is a crazy thing. So what time is it there right now?
It's 9:01 a.m.
9:01 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes, it's very specific. Yeah, tomorrow. I'm in the future.
Yeah. Right, yeah, it's pretty cool.
Just hanging out.
Yeah. So yeah, I did do some geographical searching and found that we are 11,620 miles. Boston and Perth are 11,620 miles apart, which is 18,700 kilometers, which is pretty darn far.
Yeah, it's a long walk.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
And speaking of long distances, you just took a trip to Japan, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
Amazing place. It's anyone who's listening to this, go to Japan. It's just the best. You just go to a 7-Eleven and you get sandwich for $3 and there's gigs everywhere and the ramen's good and then the people are great. Just go.
Oh god,
yeah. It's amazing.
Did you get to see any good music while you were there?
I went to an open mic night and the musicians were crazy.
Oh, nice.
Like, they're just... And our bass player, Seb, when he went, he played in, like, this jam session with, like, all these old dudes who are, like, 80 years old, and apparently they're the best musicians ever, and they couldn't speak any English, and they just played to each other.
Mm.
And that was how they communicated, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, music is the universal language, after all.
It is.
It is.
It is.
I was actually... Do you know the band Kikugaku Moyo?
Sammy, I think I may have heard of them, but maybe not.
Anyway, you got to check them out. They are one of my favorite... I was listening to them earlier today. Great, great Japanese band. But
how good's Japanese music, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you have any favorites?
It's nuts. My favorite song that I have from a Japanese artist is called Lamp, but the artist is in Japanese characters, so I actually don't know what it would be, but it's called Lamp.
Lamb?
It's called Lamp.
Like, oh, Lamp.
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 And then there's one called, you know, Ogre You Arsehole?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know those guys? They're very good. And then My Ihara. Or another really good one. I never know how to pronounce them. I love Japanese music.
Yeah, yeah. And now, speaking of names that we can maybe understand a little bit better, where'd the name Coco Elise come from?
The name Coco Elise, our band, our old bass player called a cup of tea Coco once, and then my second name is Ellis, and it was always spelt wrong as Elise by this one venue in Perth, and so we just joined the two together.
Gotcha. What venue was that?
It's called El Grotto. It's in Scarborough. It's a great little venue. If anyone's from the US wants to come to a venue, go there. It's a good place. Good cocktails. Oh. Mexican place.
Good to know. And yeah, I'm actually really interested about what the music scene's like over there. So that's one great venue. What's the gigging scene like over there?
It's really cool. There's a lot of venues all around the shop for artists to just get started on or, like, go and see other artists. But the main two, I would say, are Mojo's in North Frio, which is where everyone sort of kicks their teeth and gets started. And then there's another one called The Bird in Northbridge, which is very cool. That's probably my favorite,
gotcha.
To be honest, The Bird.
The Bird. Good to know. I'll add it to my travel list.
You must.
Yeah.
I will buy you a drink.
Oh, that'd be great. I'll hold you to it.
Hold me to it.
I will. Yeah. So the music scene here in Boston is pretty fantastic, but there's definitely a lack of those smaller venues where people can sort of cut their teeth. Instead, we have a lot of like DIY unlicensed spaces. Like sometimes it's someone's basement. Sometimes it's a rented out space in a church. Wacky stuff like that. Do you have...
That's cool.
Do you have like a DIY scene there at all?
I mean, we do backyard gigs sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Not as much. It's pretty formal here, weirdly. Like, there's venues and then there's venue bookers, and that's sort of how you do it. And then you just play open mic nights. But the music scene's crazy over here. It's like bigger than you'd expect. There's just bands popping out everywhere. But the DIY scene would probably just be backyard gigs that people do.
Yeah. Yeah, before I decided to do this deep dive into Perth, the two big artists that I knew from Perth were Pond and Stella Donnelly.
And Tame Impala.
Oh, Tame Impala's from Perth too.
He's from Freo, yeah. He's from just down the road.
Yeah, I mean, West Australia, that we'll lump that all together for the semantic purposes of this show. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, how crazy is that? I just saw him the other day, actually, just walking around.
No way.
He's just here. Yeah, he just walks around.
Hey, good it's for
crazy.
Him.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I know, he's a good guy.
Yeah, and I've seen all three of those artists in concert, so hopefully you are next whenever you do your U.S. tour, or when I hop over there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we can get the Cashador U.S. tour.
Yeah, fingers crossed for you guys. And there are a lot of other Australian groups that I love, but I feel like most of them don't come from Perth. Is there sort of, are there any musical like stereotypes about the different regions of Australia?
I actually don't really know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think Australia right now is pretty surf rock orientated. Yeah. Which is sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of across the board. And then there's like your little Inuits of, Inuits is not the right word. That means that's not the right word. Little like pockets of, other genres, but Perth's pretty far away from everything else. So maybe it's like there is stereotypes that Perth isn't as much of a music scene as the others, but it is.
It's there.
Show.
Yeah, and if you've been listening to my radio show, you know that, yeah, that's where it is.
It is a place, I'll tell you that. It exists, guys. It's a place.
So for any of my listeners, if you could just describe what is Perth like in a couple of sentences. Just
hot and then rainy sometimes and then hot again.
Hmm.
And then even hotter again, probably. And then also beach.
Nice.
And then for me, uni. That's my two sentences. That's probably the least helpful two sentences anyone's ever given. But
hey, no, I mean,
I reckon
I can already draw some differences to Boston, where it's like cold and then really kind of nice for like a couple weeks, and then it's too hot. And it's then it's cold again, and it's rainy throughout, except for when it snows.
Do you like the cold?
I do.
Love the cold.
Yeah, I actually wish that it got colder here.
Oh, totally. And also, you get to just wear nice clothes when it's cold. It's hot. You're just sort of wearing it, you know.
Yeah, you can't really layer up.
You can't layer up, and it's just nice walking around. You don't sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Like
you can add a scarf.
Smell bad. Yeah, you wear a scarf. Mm-hmm. You don't perspire. Like, it's awesome.
But then you have to deal with coat check at venues.
See, we don't even coat check is like so far from us because it's so it never gets that cold.
Yeah.
We don't have that.
Yep.
But yeah, I would
sounds
love
nice.
Coat check was in Japan. I loved it.
Even when the line's really long, you gotta wait.
No, I don't, but I can imagine that would be...
Yeah.
That would be no good.
The music's right there, and you just want to go get it, but you can't.
You're going to go get them.
Still got your coat.
Yeah. Yeah, life is just full of those things. It's just unfair.
It sure is.
Sometimes you're just in this little place and you can't get through it.
Yeah, but then you get through it, and that's what counts in the end.
And then you get through it, and then that's when all the good stuff happens.
Yeah.
Right, guys?
Right. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so we've met you, Josh. Who else is in Coco Elise right now?
Isaiah, who's the drummer slash manager, boss guy. And then Seb is on bass. Jared is one of our synth players. And Harry is like our longtime keys singer and saxophonist and plays like all these different instruments.
Nice.
In the band. Yeah. So we've just turned into a five piece as of like 2 weeks ago.
That's very exciting. And as a five piece, what do you guys have coming up? Any concerts that those of us in Boston will just have to dream of? Any releases coming up?
Well, scoot over, Paul. We're playing at this festival in like an hour away from where I am right now. It's called Hyperfest, which has some cool acts from all over Australia, like Pacific Avenue, they're a cool like glam rock band, Sly Withers, that sort of stuff. So that should be a really good one.
Very cool.
And then we've got a single launch sometime in the next couple months.
Excellent.
I'm not sure when that is, but that's at Mojo's. And we're making a burger for ourselves.
Like a for custom... That.
Custom Coco Elise burger.
Oh, do you know what's going to be on it?
I don't know how it sounds, though. I don't know what the flavors are like, but it's beef. Beef, bit of feta. See, it's already sounding a bit weird, isn't it? We still haven't figured it out. It's still a prototype.
For sure. Yeah, well, I'd say, you know, your music is a little bit weird, but it's really enjoyable. And I'm sure your burger will be too.
Yeah, I think, hopefully our burger isn't weird enough. Because I feel like weirdness in food is a bit risky sometimes. Like sometimes you just want a nice thing to bite, you know?
That's
true.
You
just want a nice thing in your mouth, yeah. You know, a big burger.
Yeah, and when I think burger, I really think, it's supposed to taste like a certain way. And if it's too weird, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a comfort food almost.
Totally. You don't go get a burger to get your taste buds bedazzled. You just go to get that. No, that's what it's like.
That's true. That is a great point. Yeah. And a great bit of onomatopoeia as well.
I love onomatopoeia.
Yeah. Oh, do you have any, I think this is a question I have written down for later on, but do you have any favorite words, speaking of onomatopoeia?
I do. Hang on, let me think of them.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, damn. I didn't say this question. Hang on. there's one word that I recently learned. It's called rapacious. It means greedy. I love that word. There's a place in Perth called Jandakot. That's a good word, but I don't think it's real.
what do you mean?
That's sort of, I feel like that's sort of that's some of my top two.
Yeah, those are like good words.
They're good words. Anything that like really gets, it's like Jandakot, good word. I don't know.
It is
the spot.
Yeah. Well, a team of linguists once said that the most beautiful phrase in the English language is cellar door. So
cellar door.
Yep.
I like that. That's really good.
Yeah. Kind of like it rolls off the tongue in a very English spoken language way.
It does. Do you know what's another great one that I've just realized? Solipsism.
Ooh, yeah.
Which means selfish. Solipsism.
Yes, that is a good one. Good.
That is a good word.
As we would say in the States, that's a good SAT word, which is like the standardized test that everyone needs to take to get into college. And it has.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you guys are trying to do SATs, just write solipsism 10 times, and they'll just be amazed. I'll go, what? That was crazy.
This kid must be smart. Yeah. Let's send him to Harvard.
This kid needs to go to Ivy Leagues.
Oh, for sure. So
that's what I'll say.
Yeah. Now, I do have to say, because I'm at Tufts, which is like, we have a cannon on the hill, which, it's pointing vaguely in the direction of Harvard, and, legend has it that that's been done on purpose. But
yeah.
What was that?
Oh, I said, yeah, is that as in can. Yeah, continue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 That's it. We're known as like a little Ivy. There's a joke. How many?
Oh, the little Ivy, right? Okay, yeah. Boston College. Yeah.
Oh no, Boston College is a different one. We're Tufts is yeah. I mean, there's Boston University, Boston College, Tufts, so many different Boston schools. Many? Oh, and then there's also Northeastern and. It's like a bunch of other ones. Like there's a bunch that start with S's. Like Leslie Simmons, I don't know.
All in Boston.
All in Boston. Yep.
We've got like three in WA, which is a huge place.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
well,
crazy, guys.
Boston is like the biggest college town around. And we also have Berklee School of Music. That's a big one for the music scene.
That's a good one to have.
Yeah.
That's a really good one to have.
Oh, yeah.
You guys must have just like. Jazz musicians everywhere that are just amazing.
Yeah, it's really nice. You can go to any bar and they'll have a random band playing, but that random band will be really, really good. Like, yeah, you go to like there was a Bob Marley cover show like every month or so. And it was like a really, really, really good Bob Marley cover show. I think it was like someone's class. Oh, there's actually a band that was doing King Gizzard covers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what ones?
They did like full sets.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, they're called Ming
Gizzard. I love King Gizzard.
Yeah. You can look
Ming
them up.
Ming Gizzard.
Yep. Because the mascot of Berklee is Ming the something named after Mingus the jazz cat, I think. Yeah, Mingus the jazz cat, named after what's his name, Charles Mingus, the jazz musician.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't yep. know who that is, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah. Anyway, enough about Boston. Let's get back to Perth. And Coco Elise, is there anywhere that you like to go physically or mentally when you're looking for inspiration?
I don't actually think I have any places, to be honest. I think the only thing I really do is I just listen to music, probably.
For sure.
And a lot of people say not to do that, but I think I like just listening to music, and then sometimes an idea will pop into my head from a song, but I don't realize that it's directly from that song, so it's fine. And usually that's what I do.
Yeah.
Or I just get out and go somewhere. I mean, usually I have ideas when I'm at work. But yeah, I like to sit down with like a drum beat and then just like throw random things at it and see what works. That's what I like to do.
Gotcha.
Making music.
Are there any songs in particular that you feel that process really worked well for specifically?
Do You Believe in Love? Probably, which is one of our newer ones. And Make Me Melt, it worked quite well for. I think all the things I've released in like a year or so ago are very, very like jarring, just drum beat things that I just made on GarageBand.
It sounds pretty
cool,
though.
I guess it worked for that as well.
Yeah. Let's play one of those. Which one would you like? Do You Believe in Love or Make Me Melt?
Oh, I reckon Make Me Melt.
All right.
Cool one.
Yep, your most recent. Yeah, when did it come out?
Came out December last year.
Nice. Very fresh.
It's cool.
Yeah, all right.
Well, very fresh. Very
we'll
fresh.
Be right back. Here's Make Me Melt by Coco Elise. Don't go anywhere. And we're back. You there?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm there.
Yeah, you're here, you're there, you're everywhere. All right. So, yeah, what we were just talking about in the break was, well, I guess it was kind of like how far away everything is from everything else.
Yeah,
like flight from Perth to New Zealand is like 9 hours. Flight from like New York to New Zealand is like 21 hours. Have you ever been to the States?
I've never been to the States.
Never
been.
I would highly recommend a visit sometime. It's a very interesting
place.
Where
should I go? I've heard that it's a very interesting place. So I would expect it not to be very different to Australia, but apparently in saying that.
Well, people are alike all over, as they say. But yeah, I mean... Oh, you there? Hello? Hello, hello?
Hello.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know what just happened.
All right, good.
I lost you at people.
Oh, I said, people are alike everywhere. At the end of the day.
People are everywhere, yeah.
Yeah. So, people don't change, just the things around them and all that stuff. But yeah, I would definitely recommend Boston is... I mean, if you're going to visit the States, go to New York. But Boston's also very cool. If you had to pick just one spot, though... Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. It's very pretty in the spring and summer. And if you like snow... It hasn't been snowing too much here lately, but hopefully we'll get more snow eventually.
But does snow usually come in the dead of winter or like at the beginning of spring for you guys, like in the transition period?
It really depends. We can get, I think we mostly get most of our snow in like January, February-ish, but then every once in a while there's like a big blizzard in like the beginning of March. But do you know about Groundhog's Day?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, so this year the groundhog said that spring was coming early, so probably no blizzard this year, I guess.
That's wacky. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so back to music. We were just talking about Make Me Melt and how that was like a garage band beat that you whipped up and then threw words at it to see what came out.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I'd do that. I'd have a mini log synth that's actually Harry's. Ooh. And it's just lying around, and I sort of just put the drums in, whether I play them or sample them, and then I just have a beat, and then I just play the synth over it for hours at a time, and then sometimes I get what I want out of it. So it's honestly, it's not like a, like you just throw something at a wall and see what sticks. It's like a meticulously planned just grind that I do with music, and then sometimes it comes out all right, which is when I continue the song. So I spend a lot of hours in my room just doing it.
Oh, I can imagine. And so what are you kind of grinding through there? Are you trying like different presets and different combinations of knobs?
Yeah, it's a lot of different combinations of knobs. And then it's also just like getting a guitar tone that sounds good. That's the most important part. I'm not very good at getting a guitar tone that sounds good, so I still haven't mastered that. But I try and do that, and then I'm usually happy with what I do because I sort of just copy like what Mac DeMarco does at the start and I'm happy with anything that sounds like him. Yeah. And then I do that, and then yeah, that sort of process. It's not, there's no real process. It's not that planned. It's sort of just whatever works goes on to whatever happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep it fun.
What was that?
Keep it fun.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got to.
You got to keep it fun.
100%. So what got you started on the path towards making music?
I sort of just always played guitar, and then I would always write songs. And so that's just what happened. I just kept doing it.
Nice.
And now I'm here.
And now you're here. Outside of music, what else do you like to do for fun?
Good question. I love traveling.
Mm.
Where else have you been? I've always got no money. Huh?
Where else have you been?
I've been to Europe twice and had a blast over there. I did like two backpacking trips over there in a row.
Oh, nice.
And then I just went to Japan, and I've got, you know, I just want to go everywhere, but you know, you need money to do that. And every time I go, I spend all of my savings, and then I come back and start again.
Yeah.
So well, I love traveling. And what else? I love playing tennis.
Oh,
used
nice.
Used to be a tennis coach. And yeah.
Yeah.
I like driving around.
Oh, me too.
Driving around is good. I like basketball. Driving around is a great thing to do, isn't it, Max?
It really is. Absolutely, Josh.
It's a great thing. This you can all, you know, if you're not having a good time, you can always just get in your car if you have a license, a car.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just go somewhere. And you can just sit there and just do, and you can just hang out with yourself and be with your own thoughts. And that's a nice thing to just have in the back of your head, I reckon.
Oh, for sure.
To be honest.
What's the driving like down there?
There's not much traffic. There's like two times in the day when there's traffic, and that's like 8 a.m., which is when everyone's going to work. which I would be doing now, but I'm getting my wisdom teeth out, so I'm lucky enough to be hanging around here right now. But at 3 or 4 p.m. when school finishes, that's when the traffic happens. So if you go after that, you're fine. You can just drive on the open road anywhere. And if you drive further enough, far enough, you just reach different towns and stuff. But that's a whole different story.
That's nice. Boston's famously congested.
I've heard, yeah, that's what I said. Not a lot of traffic here, yeah.
Yeah, like the last leg of my commute, it's like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 kilometers, but it'll take me 10, 15 minutes.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so annoying. So you're trying to go for like a nice drive to clear your head and then you're just not even moving.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in order to get out of town for a nice drive, like, I mean, there are no nice drives. There are just highways. You got to go pretty far to find like a nice scenic road.
Yeah.
But not too far. Like, if you drive like an hour north or west, you'll find some nice... If you drive an hour east, you'll be like half an hour into the ocean. So hopefully you'll be seeing some nice fish, but...
Yeah. We'll go for a swim.
Yeah. Or the river. Don't go swimming in our river.
Why not? Is it just dirty?
It's a lot cleaner than it used to be, apparently. But...
Yeah, right, okay.
Oh, how's this one? Oh, yeah?
No, you continue. Keep going.
Oh, I was going to change the topic. What were you...
Do you have anything else? Just going to say, not to self, don't jump in the Boston River.
Yeah, the Charles, it's... Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think the water's clean enough, but if you touch the bottom, there's a good chance of hitting needles or God knows what else. So...
Oh, yeah, damn.
Yep. No dams. Okay, so your Spotify bio states that you occupy about over 30% of the southern hemisphere, which is a whopping 15% of the world. Can you expand on what that means?
Well, I guess we just slowly started to take over the southern hemisphere, and by that point we were like, we may as well just start taking over the world. And I guess that's what we did. And then we also realized that to take over the world, you need to take over the economy. So we just took over the economy at the same time. And then at one point we actually had 20% of the southern, 20% of the world and 40% of the southern hemisphere.
Okay.
But that changed just due to geopolitics and things like that. So right now we're still happy with how much of the world we own, but you can't really own everything, can you, Max?
No.
You can sort of just, you know. But you know, world domination and world power is our only goal, so that's sort of what that's about. So watch out, world.
Yeah, I mean, when I listen to your music, I really hear like world domination.
Power.
It's very subtle, but it's there.
It's there, and like the definitely, like, power and fame is a big thing for us. Like, we're obviously quite a famous band,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people have heard of us. So, the next step is just power and like politics and the economy and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I would ask if you guys were like, you know, looking to sell out, but I don't think you need to. You're buying everything else, so you don't need to sell out.
Yeah, we will never sell out purely because we have so much power and money that we can just buy anything.
Yeah.
So that's a good assumption for me.
Thank you. I do try to make good assumptions. So yes. Other than world domination and big famous rock group, how else would you describe your sound?
That's a tough question. Probably, definitely super colossal. Super colossal sound. And, you know, laconic. You know, it's a very laconic. but loquacious at the same time. Probably altruistic as well. So we don't really, you know, have a lot of concern for other people. We're sort and solipsism. Mm. How could I forget solipsism? Just super selfish, laconic, you know, very provocative. We like to, you know, mix it up a bit and, like, you know, throw people off guard. But a generally power. I can't really go past power, Max, because that's sort of just what it's all about here at Coco List. It's about power.
It is very powerful music.
Yes. It makes you feel like you're about to, you know, feel the wrath of someone, you know, and that's what we're all about, because you probably are, you know. Boston, watch out, we're about to buy you. We're gonna buy Boston next.
Far from benign, you could even say that you guys are a bit of a benevolent behemoth.
Yes. Anything but weak.
Can you repeat that?
Anything but weak.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely not.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Weakness. Weaknesses are not allowed at Coco, at least. If you are weak, get out.
Yeah, you guys there, I'd even say that there's a preponderance of
Ooh, that's a good word.
That is a good word. I'm trying to figure out how to use it now.
Word. You just hit me with an awesome word. Just leave it.
Yeah.
Just leave it there. Just preponderance. Smash me off the park.
Bam.
Now I'm never coming to Boston. Damn. Yeah. So scared now.
Not to be let's not assume that you guys are you guys are just very precocious. You have so much time to continue learning. Let's not preclude you from visiting Boston. You're on the precipice of something beautiful.
Yes, and I do not have a pejorative with that. I'm trying to think of a huge word here.
I looked up a list.
Did you get a
list? Yeah, that's why they all started with P.
Gain meets gain, yeah. Here we go, metastasize. I'm going to metastasize myself all over the world, spread world dominance.
I'm
everywhere.
Flabbergasted.
Good one as well.
Thank you.
Flabbergasted is a good one. Maybe a bit of onomatopoeia in that one.
Ooh, perhaps.
Yeah. Yes.
Hmm.
But in a way, not in a way, just like it. Flabbergasted, you never know if it's a real word or not.
Yeah, and I think that you have to feel flabbergasted as you say flabbergasted.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. You have a pejorative to do that. I don't even know what pejorative means.
I'm sure it's on this list. But here's a great one which applies. This has been a great bit of grandiloquence, meaning lofty or pompous language.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah, I had no that one really got me. I got no idea about that one.
It's probably because you didn't study for the SAT. I'm looking at SAT vocabulary.
That's a good website. That's a good business idea.
Absolutely. They've got some good ones. But away from words for a second, Abba, we can stick on funny things. Do you have any good jokes?
I mean, I don't really have any good jokes. But when I got back from Japan, I sued the airport for losing my luggage.
Mm.
Because I lost my case. Okay.
It reminds me of this time that I went on air and I was like, listen, now I'm going to tell 10 puns and one of them is going to make someone call in laughing and they're just going to love it. And I told my 10 puns, hoping someone would call in, hoping that one of them would do it, but no pun intended.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, yeah. Well, it's at the time I told my wife I wanted to be cremated, and then she made an appointment for Tuesday.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. Anyway, sorry. I could tell jokes for an entire hour. But we shouldn't. We shan't. Let's get back to your music. Do you want? Let's play another song of yours. How about something? Why don't we play Brian's Views?
Yeah, we can play Brian's Views. Cool. That's a bit of a weird one.
It is. And before we do, who is Brian?
Brian is no one. But Brian, you know what? Brian is just you know, he's a foreshadowment of me, because Brian is a treacherous dictator.
Mm.
And that is what Coco Elise sets out to be. So if you listen to the words in this song, you will realize of what is to come with Coco Elise. You'll realize that we are powerful beyond all entities on planet Earth.
Fantastic.
And that's what Brian's Views is about.
For Brian's Views.
Yeah.
Before we get too far away from our words, one of my friends texted me and said that he's very glad that he doesn't have hippopotamonstrosesquipedaliophobia, which is a fear of long words.
Oh, good on you, because if you had a fear for long words, you would be in strife right now. And I realized as I just looked up the longest word.
Oh, is it
on the internet?
The pneumato.
The longest word. Yeah, no mono troll. Anyway, I'm not even going to bother.
Pneumono ultra microscopic silicovolcanoniosis. That's not fair. They just threw in a bunch of words.
And then you have it. There you have it.
Yeah.
You just doped me, Max. You just got me. Couldn't even get through the pneumolo.
Well, I studied materials and plastics, so you got to read a lot of really long, complicated chemical names. But anyway, let's listen to a bit of music. Here's Brian's Views.
Yeah, throw on that.
Painting Brian's pictures of our views. I think that you're laughing, but I don't know why I do. I'm just drying out my clothes. Thank you.
tonight, and we are back. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Cool. Great. I can hear you too. That is good. Yeah, and we were just talking about radio stations, and speaking of radio stations, WMFO is a college radio station. It is not commercial. It's freeform radio, which was described to me as we could crumple a paper bag into the microphone for an hour and call it soundscapes, as long as we do two things, which is at the top of the hour, we need to do a station ID by saying WMFO in Medford, and we need to read a PSA. So here is a PSA. I would usually have my interviewee read it and pick out one that speaks to them, but you're very far away and I can't just hand you the binder. So help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. All right, and so that song that we just listened to was Brian's Views by Coco Elise, and when I was listening to it, I really, you were describing how you spend hours at your synth picking out the right sounds, and you found all of the right sounds for that. What did you have any inspiration behind those sounds? Some of them sounded kind of like video gamey, retro to me.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the whole, I mean, the whole, all our early songs in the last, like a year or so ago, they were pretty much all Mario Kart sounding stuff is what they came out as, but we didn't have any intention for that. I think I just was at that time, I really liked just, I was trying to make something that sounded like nothing else, and I was probably trying too hard, and I didn't get to that point where it sounds like nothing else, but I think what came out was I just found a little loophole and you could make things that sounded like video games because not many people were doing that.
Yeah, and
at the time,
even if it doesn't, even if there are, I don't know, I not many songs come to mind that sound like that. It's a very cool, very unique sound.
Thanks, Max.
Oh, you got it, Josh. And speaking of, outside of video games, who are or what are your other musical influences?
I really don't want to be placid. I want to say someone really indie.
Well, you did mention Mac DeMarco, and you know.
Yeah, I was going to say Mac DeMarco is probably like the one I listen to a lot. Bon Iver, I love listening to. He's awesome.
Yeah,
he's really, really good. I've got a lot of like guilty pleasures, like Clairo. Men I Trust is like a massive one that I listen to. I love Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah,
like I love Phoebe Bridgers. She's awesome. Mitski is cool. These are the people I've been listening to recently. So like, yeah. I could go on for hours.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I think it's really funny that you're focusing on that side of music, because for me, my guilty pleasure in that genre is your local artist, Stella Donnelly.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah.
She's awesome, hey.
Yeah.
She's a nice person as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got she's to awesome. See her live probably about a year ago, and it was one of the most special concerts I've been to in a very long time.
Yeah. Just,
yeah. Very cool person.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
So, we are about 10 minutes to the top or the bottom of the hour, depending on how you look at it. I guess, I mean, it could be either for us because you're down under and I'm up over.
Up over.
So let's do a quick lightning round. So I'm going to just ask you a bunch of questions. You can give me like a sentence or two, and then we'll just roll with it. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Dream musical collaboration.
Mac DeMarco.
If you could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Saxophone.
Ooh, nice. What's your favorite gig that you've played?
The bird in Perth.
Gotcha. What made that gig or that venue special?
Lots of people.
Nice. Can. Love that. What's your favorite song to perform?
Oh God, Shower in the Daytime.
Which I might use to close up the show. What's a song, or do you play any covers at your shows?
We played Tied Up Right Now by Parcels.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if you've heard of Parcels. They're from Australia. They're really cool.
I think I've heard of them. I will have to, maybe I'll play it on my next show. So tune in next week, and I'll make sure that's on the playlist. Parcels.
Yeah, do it. Parcels are awesome.
Yeah. What's a song that you would like to cover?
24 Karat Magic by Bruno Mars.
That'd be cool. Do you have what's your favorite color?
I've blanked. dark green.
Nice. First concert you went to?
Huda Gurus.
Oh, nice. I know them.
Yeah.
Are you involved with any other projects?
No.
What's the best advice you've ever been given?
God, I saw this one and I actually didn't think about it the best advice I've ever been given would probably be that if you're in a running race, why would you look at the person next to you to see what they're doing? Why wouldn't you just enjoy the running race?
That is good advice. I like that.
Yeah.
And I've already asked you what you do for fun when you're not working on music. So good work on the lightning round.
Nailed it. How many points did I get?
All of them. Which gives you approximately 30% of the world. 30% of the Southern Hemisphere. Yeah, let's give you another 30%. Yeah. Which is
another 30. Another 30 is a lot. That's giving us over half of the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah. I mean, I bet that Australia and the surrounding area is probably around 30%. Maybe? No, probably not even.
Australia, Australia's like little money for us. Like we had that years ago.
Yeah, so you're probably stretching way out, like way into the Pacific if you have 30% of the...
Well, we've just sort of like said that the Pacific Ocean is ours because we don't really know whose it is.
Yeah.
I actually wonder who owns the Pacific Ocean.
Well, I think that it's about 30-ish miles from the coast of each country is owned by that country. And then beyond that, it's open waters. So it's probably yours.
It's ours.
Yeah.
For sure, then.
Nice. Congratulations.
Thanks, Max.
And to start wrapping things up, where can people find you if they liked your music?
You can find us on the Spotify. You can find us on pretty much everything else. TikTok, of course, we're on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, just look up Coco Elise.
And they will be
there. If you guys want a t-shirt, text me with Coco Elise and you can have one. I'd love to have a t-shirt in America. I'd love to get a photo of someone wearing our t-shirt in the US. If you want a t-shirt, get one.
Me personally, I would love... I'll hit you up after the show about that. I would love a t-shirt.
Hit me up, Max. Yeah. And I'll give you a discounted one for $1 million because that's how expensive they are. They're very expensive.
Yeah. And then shipping's got to be what? Like 50, 60 bucks. So we'll see.
At least. But
at least.
Put an extra bit on that because, we're all about the money.
Of course. Yeah. We can just like double, triple that a couple times and
Okay paying like $200,000 for a shirt, right?
Easy. Yeah. I mean, if it's a Coco Elise shirt, are you kidding?
Yeah, exactly. You need one pretty much. It's like a necessity nowadays. Food, water, really Coco Elise shirts. Yeah.
Well, do you have any final thoughts? Any large words? Words of wisdom?
Go out into the crowd and just get the crowd, you know? Go out to the crowd and you just tell them, you're mine now. Do that. And that's how you'll get power like us. And that's your wisdom for the day.
Thank you for that dose of wisdom. It's been much appreciated.
No worries.
And thank you so much for joining me on my show.
Of course, it was a pleasure.
Absolutely. And so to bring us to the top of the hour, this has been Mellow Max. I've been joined by Josh from Coco Elise. And you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. To wrap things up, we're going to listen to Coco Elise's Shower in the Daytime. And if you like this interview, check back next week for an interview with Lessa and the Moors, a local band. And then coming up the week after that, we got a local folk musician named Trey Sheehan, who is on tour at the moment. So keep an eye out. Maybe he'll be playing a venue near you. And with that, this has been highly recommended. I will see you guys next week.
Someone, would it be enough?